Question. Why don't we have enough reality TV shows? Why are the mamas trying to get their own show?
Which mamas?
There's a report that comes out that says Tina Harris's mom.
Oh.
Candy Burris's mom.
I like her.
The mothers of Rich Homie Quan, Cash Out, Rashida, and Kate Camp are all being sought to do a show.
All of them fine.
Funk that! They get it from their mama.
Bad mama, Jamma.
Question.
Why did a man in drag break into a house and steal a tablet computer and a chest with the ashes of the resident's father?
Ashes?
Yeah, man. While the resident was out of town, he left a security camera set up that caught the thief on video.
Funk that!
Is that a treasure you can take to the pawn shop, idiot?
Question. Why did a clerk at a convenience store get a note from a woman customer that said, call 911 on, and she wrote her license plate number. Huh? She put DV for domestic violence and baby in car. The woman's boyfriend was a little person at 4'3" tall, but he is violent.
Violent, baby.
The woman feared that her boyfriend would hurt her baby because he had hit her in the head with a bat and burned her with a cigarette.
Funk that!
A small package of dynamite is back in jail.
Wow, man. He'll need a ladder.
Question.
So a few days ago, we did a story about a woman threatening to shoot up a Burger King because her cinnamon buns were stale.
Exactly. I remember that.
Now a man in where?
Florida.
Has shot up his girlfriend's house because he got the wrong order from BK.
Wow.
That's Burger King, not Brooklyn, by the way. One person died, though, and a 7-year-old boy was injured, man.
Funk that.
Florida.
Question. Why did employees at an Italian courthouse take advantage of a slow period at work and have sex in a room with fogged glass?
That sounds good.
A trial was in progress when the judge heard noises.
Ooh.
Said, stop talking, and saw the outlines of two people behind the glass.
Funk that!
How do you think you can't be seen or heard doing all that?
Quiet, quiet.
Question.
Why did two elementary school students get arrested earlier this week for putting rat poison in their teacher's water?
Low down.
Another student told their parent that they saw the 9 and 12-year-old students' dirty deed. The parent called the school, but the teacher had already drank some of the water.
Man.
The teacher is now recovering.
Funk that!
Bebe's kids weren't that bad.
We Bebe kids. We don't die, we multiply.